Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 29th of July, recording at 9:34 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights. Asian stock markets proved that while they were certainly not immune to the Wall Street leash effect, remember Wall Street had a very weak close last night, down around 2% or more, the Asian markets opened weak and a number of them closed well off their lows, but were mostly down on the day. Now, European markets have, stock markets, have mostly recovered from weaker openings here today. And one of the reasons for that was because Wall Street was putting in a steady performance, which gathered pace and closed out with gains, well, not far off 2.5%. And so effectively offsetting, more than offsetting, the declines that we saw yesterday. There was a catalyst for that. Crude oil, which at one stage was up at 125.85, then fell to 120.42, and is lost at 121.77, so it hit a new reaction low during this correction to date. Now, the US dollar, also a bit of drama there, that's been quite firm here today. The US dollar index is up to 73.30, and the euro has fallen back to 155.91. That's down 1.5 cents. So the dollar's firmer all around here today. The combination of weaker oil and the stronger dollar pushed most commodities down. Gold down almost $10. Gold's down $11.7 as I speak at $918.90. And one of the exceptions in commodities, although it was weak earlier on, was corn, which closed a reasonable gain in here today. Okay, so what's going on overall? Well, in terms of stock markets, let's have just a little quick review here. We had that incredibly persistent decline really from the first half of May until mid-July. Then we got those dramatic upward dynamics producing the big weekly key reversals. And that was the week before last. And we had some follow-through on the upside last week, and then stock markets ran into resistance, many of them, that is, ran into resistance from the underside of their January to March trading ranges. Now, a point I've been mentioning in these audios is that we really do need to expect some choppy volatility, which is almost always present at turning points, both bottoms and tops. And I think that's exactly what we're seeing. Uncertainty leading to churning overall. But my feeling is that the bulls still have the upper hand, and clearly they still have the upper hand, provided those lows that we saw in the middle of July hold. Those lows are obviously very important. If we were to see bank indices go down through those lows, well, I think it would be a disaster. But I don't think that's likely at this stage, at least, and maintain that we're on course now for a technical rally, which should, as I said before, as I said in the middle of the month, should last at least a month or two, and it might do better than that. So again, people say, well, bearish people feel that maybe we haven't had enough capitulation. I heard someone saying that earlier today, but honestly, when in my gym I was watching briefly the opening of U.S. Squawk Box, and We might have been dealing with a scene from Batman's Gotham during the anarchy stages of the latest blockbuster, The Dark Knight. People were talking about the market halving again, that sort of thing. Well, we had capitulation. We've had waves of capitulation selling, and this market is still pretty oversold. So I do feel that we will get at least an additional technical rally, and I think that it could also be a bit more, but I need to see the technical evidence to support that at this stage, and we need to just to monitor that. Banks will be the key, just as they have been all along. When banks started to underperform last year, that was certainly setting off alarm bells. Although many of us, including myself, didn't realize just how important those alarm bells were going to be, or how persistent some of that bank weakness was going to be. And following the March reaction lows, when the banks reversed their rallies and went back down through their lows, through those March lows, that was another big. Big warning sign here as well. So the banks are obviously crucial, and the bounces that we did see off those lows were really, they amounted to the best rallies that we've seen in the banking sector. I'm talking about that we saw, at least in terms of the bank indices, since the whole subprime meltdown actually commenced. So that's important, and we don't want to, or I certainly don't want to dismiss the importance of that statistic. And I'm talking in numerical terms and percentage terms. It was a much better bounce than the other rallies we'd seen within the downtrend. Now, that obviously had a lot to do with short covering, but record shorting was a factor that did push many of these shares and indices to greater extremes than we might well have seen otherwise. So, looking for that additional rally. Now, with stock markets firmer, the government bond prices came down somewhat, although I'm looking now at US Treasuries that they recouped a lot of their weakness. The spot US Treasury position had gotten down as low as 1407, but is currently at 1426. Not quite sure why that's why that's bounced back up. The US dollar is interesting because now it's moving back to the upper side of its broad trading range. We need to see clear, sustained breakouts to support a more medium-term bullish case. I'll be guided by the charts on this, as in most things, but I remain a skeptic that the dollar can mount a really meaningful rally in here at this time. But again, I say I'll be guided by the charts, and it'll need to break up out. Sustain a break above 74 on the US dollar index, and where you can see the various ranges on all the individual charts as well. Now, gold, and I bought a little more gold yesterday, and that was certainly premature with it down in here today. The dollar and crude oil were, as I said, were headwinds in here today. I am again being skeptical about the dollar's ability to rally a whole lot further. I would expect the support levels that you can see on the charts, which for gold, which go down within this range down to 850. I would expect this support that we see on those charts to cushion downside risk at this stage. But that will be wrong if we get a if we were to see a big rally in the US dollar. In other words, it would go lower in the event of a big rally in the dollar. And meanwhile, commodities are mostly in retreat. It will require some fairly emphatically bullish fundamentals here, I think, to push commodity prices higher in the short term. Now, there's certainly scope for that. Owen was talking about lead, which is overextended on the downside, and we've been commenting on that recently. And LME stocks are declining now, but some of the commodities that were driven much higher, including oil and natural gas, they were attracting tracker fund investment, and I think that game is over. As I've said said before, and I think inevitably some people are going to be rethinking those positions. And I even commented at one stage saying if people thought about the logic of piling into those crude oil trackers in terms of what would actually happen, and a whole heck of a lot of money did flow into those trackers. Look at the latest report that I'm posting from Guinness Atkinson from Timothy Guinness, which comments on that as well as many other interesting things on crude oil. But you know, to take it to a ludicrous extreme for purposes of emphasis, if people gone on driving the oil price up to God knows what, $500 or something like that, creating a cataclysmic economic crash, then it would be self-defeating, however highly one was leveraged on the oil trade. And I think this realization is sinking in, and there are obviously governmental efforts to knock back some of that speculation, and that's probably right, and it'll probably succeed. Now, just so I've talked about this point so much, I just add one more item, that all that money piling into crude oil is new. That hasn't happened before. The money going into tracker funds on this scale, and we haven't had the tracker funds in those commodities for all that long. So it's been one-way traffic on the upside. It doesn't wash out until those people stop buying and actually start selling, and then it washes out. But in the meantime, it has caused havoc with that one-way flow into the market. Okay, what else is there to comment here? Crude oil has a week close to that $120 level. There are some previous lows down there. It is a support, an important psychological level. I wouldn't be surprised to see crude hold around that level and perhaps even rally a little bit in the short term before it takes it out. But I do feel it will take it out on its way down to $100 and probably a bit more. And as the Wall Street leash effect weighed on Asian markets today, will it pull them higher tomorrow? I should think so. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.